With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I'll be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at desotoautosales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to desotoautosales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Style on point? Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check, please. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Ooh, the art of flame and flavor from their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you as you're seated. And when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner, business, occasions, or just because. InterimRestaurant.com.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With 4 convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapists will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. And our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
With the Radio.com app, you can always listen to this station anytime, anywhere. But there's so much more, like exclusive music channels to get more of what you're listening for, like Smokin' Oldies, Flashback Alt, Final Tap, Nashville Legends, and Reggae Nation. All streaming 24/7, 365, and all just a click away. Listen to what you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
1 o'clock code word is STOMP, S-T-O-M-P. You have 55 minutes to text STOMP to 72881 on your cell phone. Just grab your phone and text the word STOMP if you'd like to win $1,000 to the number 72881. Text STOMP to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We're doing it every hour, 9 through the 4 o'clock hour, with this Radio.com cash. So if you win $1,000 right now, if you want a chance at $1,000, text STOMP to 72881. Good luck. We'll have a fresh word coming up at 2 o'clock right before Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Live, love, Memphis group. They're the best team in Memphis. Really been an honor to have them on the show for as long as we've had them on the show, and we've learned a great deal about them and the work they do. They are the best team in Memphis when you're looking to buy or sell. They got Jason out of Raleigh, ladies and gentlemen, and they did it in a relatively quick manner, didn't they, Jason? I mean, it was like, what, a week maybe? You were boom, gone. Couldn't even wait for the rebuild.
Less than that. It was 6 days.
6 days.
That's right. And as you know, I got people asking. Jennifer Carson and her team were able to do that for me. They've done it for so many others as well, including Lewis, who listened to us, made that call, right? 685-6000, the number we tell you to call every day. And now he's off in Phoenix. Well, he wouldn't be off in Phoenix. Lewis would not if he couldn't sell that home. Thanks to the good folks at Live Love Memphis. And if you'd like, and they certainly was the case for me, they'll put you in your dream home as well. Again, that number, 901-685-6000. Get off this couch and get in the process of selling that home. You can do it. And Live Love certainly will make it as simple as possible for you. If you'd like to do a little bit more homework, check them out. Before you're ready to give them a call, go ahead. Check them out at livelovememphis.com. And then if you're already on the market, right, but it's just not selling, you've been on the market for weeks or, God forbid, for months, you're with the wrong group, get with the right one. It's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so we have some interesting news that is developing as we speak in college sports. I don't want to overstate it because it shouldn't be overstated. What I think most people would characterize as a baby step, but it is a step nonetheless in the direction of college athletes benefiting from their names, their images, and their likenesses.
Yeah, it's a big story.
It is a big story, but it is a baby step, and I want to make that really clear. From what I can gather, basically, and you know how the NCAA works. It's like there's a working group formed by a working group that's going to form another working group, and they're going to have discourse, and they're going to have conversations, and they're going to work with their member institutions, and there's just a bunch of jargon that they, whatever, you know. And I think that's kind of what is happening here. The NCAA is saying, hey, we're looking at this, and we want to do this, but we don't know how, basically. Like, I think that's the mm-hmm. key here is the good part of it is, you know, and again, I don't cover, the NCAA ins and outs every day. But it seems like to me the good part is that they seem to genuinely want to figure out a way for athletes of their member institutions to benefit. You know, like we talked about from the names and the images and likenesses. The problem is that they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to do that in an equitable way. It seems like in a Q&A that they put out on NCAA.org that they are rejecting certain parts of the Olympic model. Mm-hmm. And so I think because that was kind of the universally agreed upon, let's just do that, right? Sounds like that is not necessarily the case. They said they will incorporate aspects of the Olympic model where appropriate, but they're not going to just go full bore into the Olympic model. So the way the NCAA put it was as follows. The Board of Governors took a very important step forward at its meeting October 29th by modernizing NCAA policy. It further directed all 1,100 members to create a structure for future name, image, and likeness opportunities for student-athletes that is consistent with the college environment in each NCAA division. So that's kind of where this stands. My biggest concern is, does this mean we're going to get college football and college basketball video game by 2021? That is what I'm worried about. You know, everything
with real names and all that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been having to settle for like these. You know, did you realize there is a Doug Flutie college football video game?
No,
there is a Doug Flutie college football video game, and I guess it's fine. Like, but it's just when you don't have the names and you don't have the teams. You know, like, it's just a bunch of generic, you know, state you, whatever, you know. It just doesn't have the same appeal. You know, the reason why you want to play college football video games is because you want to play with the Tigers. You know, you want to play with Brady White, right? You don't want to play with Brady White. I don't know. You fans are kind of fickle about him. You know, but you definitely want to play with Kenneth Gainwell, you know. You definitely want to throw the ball to him out of the backfield.
Back in the old days, they'd have the skills and you were just kind of satisfied with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would be close to their builds, everything. You'd make them as close as possible. You just didn't have the name on it. And you just kind of went with it. Now, in the name of getting these kids, what I feel like, I mean, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. It's your name, right? If you can earn in the market, that's what I keep going back to. If the market says that you're worth this much, or your name, your autograph's worth, then you should be able to get it. That's just it. That's kind of where. But my hope is that, and I've said this before, it's a different kind of look on this. That this thing's so convoluted, and I believe that it will be. Because, again, I don't know how you even start to begin to think that you can control this if you're the NCAA or have limits or, no, you can do this, but you can't do that. This is going to be a world where I don't know how you're going to govern it. Because what's going to keep – look, okay, now athletes can profit off their name, image, and likeness. What's going to keep the big programs, right, who have got big boosters?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of these instances, these boosters are big now because they're big because they've got a lot of money. That come from their businesses.
Yep.
What's going to keep an Alabama or North Carolina, whatever, we don't even need to use names because I don't want anybody to think I'm picking on them, but the highest of the high, right, the Blue Bloods, with their boosters and their big, to throw money into a pot and say, this is what I want y'all to use, right, for these name, image, and likeness. I want you to give me the whole basketball team, and we're going to put them up over at my car dealership,
yep,
and we're going to let them make some money, and I'm going to put this much in the pot. What's going to keep that booster from throwing whatever the hell he wants to in there? Because where's the limit?
Right.
Where's how much they can earn? Where's the top on what if that booster wants to throw a couple million in there? And he wants to do it. Why? Yep. Because this school's got a couple million-dollar pot for that basketball team.
Right.
That looks good to recruits.
Yep.
And so how in the world are you going to be able to – and in terms of the haves and the have-nots, John?
Oh, yeah, that gap gets wider.
It gets even wider. And so – all the NCAA has done, to your point about baby step, is come in here and acknowledge to me. So this news says nothing to me other than they've said, oh, we acknowledge that we've got to do something.
Right.
Because this thing's about – and my hope, to go back to my point on this, is that it is so out of control, right? It is so ungovernable,
right,
that you have to look at amateurism, look at the NCAA, period, and think about revisiting the whole idea of all of this. Because I don't see how you're going to make this thing any kind of equal for everyone. You're not. And I don't see how you're going to be able to keep the cheaters from cheating.
Well, so what Michael Drake said, who is the chair of the NCAA Board of Governors, I'll just read you his quote. He's also the president of the Ohio State University. We must embrace change to provide the best possible experience for college athletes. Additional flexibility in this area can and must continue to support college sports as a part of higher education. This modernization for the future is a natural extension of the numerous steps NCAA members have taken in recent years to improve support for student athletes, including full cost of attendance and guaranteed scholarships. So when you hear that, what do you think?
Just mumbo jumbo.
It does sound like mumbo jumbo, man.
So, I mean, it's their typical line. Let's not, you know, we must still protect the integrity, you know, of college athletics. That typical line that you get from them, that's typically used, right, is when they're in denial. Again, this story to me ain't nothing but it says, hey, we got to do something. We don't know what we're going to do. Kind of sort of the way you laid it out. That, yeah, we recognize this is coming. All these states are voting on it, right? And it looks like they're all going to do it. So we know we've got to do something. But they don't have the slightest clue, John, on where to start. Because, again, I don't understand how you can put a cap on any of this. And if you can't put a cap on it, well, then it's ungovernable because you're going to have, again, the big boosters who want the best player. What's to stop them from, again, just throwing as much as they want at this?
Right.
What's going to say you can't do that, booster? Well, that booster will say, well, I want it because their name, they've earned it. The name, image, likeness, so they've earned that. I want them at my car dealership.
Right.
What stops that?
So this is what Gary just tweeted. So let's say a banker in Lexington wants to put a Kentucky player on a billboard for a significant amount of money to help advertise his bank. Then the NCAA steps in and says, we think you're only doing that to get this player to remain at Kentucky, and that's not allowed. Now what?
That's literally the question I just asked.
Yeah. So it's like, but that's just a specific example, though, of like, you know, how do you govern this? How do you keep it equitable?
There's the Title IX portion of this.
Yep, exactly.
Which we know.
Exactly.
Which is, I mean, you're not going to get the same thing for the women's basketball team. I'm just sorry. Like, in terms of what an advertiser or a booster or somebody with a business is going to be willing to pay. And so how in that world, if one side can get it, but it's unequal, how's that comply with Title IX laws? There's that side of it, the sort of male-female part of this.
Yeah. Is it because we don't care as much about Olympic sports that they're like, Olympians, go ahead and make as much as you want because you're a swimmer, basketball player? We may want to look at that a little closer. It's kind of a double standard. I don't like how that all plays out.
I will tell you this. If I were LSU, or anybody really, I would cut about a $6 million check to my man, Dick Holdis, to ever do it, Crawford. Because that is the best name in the history of sports.
Mm.
Dick Holdis.
He committed to LSU.
To ever do it.
Uh-huh.
Crawford.
Football, right?
Yeah.
Football, yeah.
I think the best part of his name is Crawford. Like, it's just like the alliteration. I don't know. I think his middle name is actually not to ever do it. I think that is that's taken on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
His name, I think his full name is it's Dick Holdis Juan Crawford. What a name!
I mean, with that name, if I'm an LSU booster, I want that guy advertising for me.
Bruh, his name is the coldest Juan Crawford.
Yeah, the coldest car dealership in the Baton Rouge area.
Like, it's like the coldest one. You know, yeah. It's like that's what I think they were going for that.
Tell him about it, the coldest, and then he just go on and tell him
like Coach O did with the Hummer. You know, this is my Hummer. I love my Hummer. Every day I get my Hummer, I drive my Hummer. You know,
y'all gonna stop making fun of that good football coach.
The coldest, Juan Crawford. You really dropped the ball, man, when you were naming CJ. How could you not go with the coldest? I mean,
something as plain as Christopher, right, in this day and age. I really missed the boat.
And then you know he's just going to be a great wide receiver. You know, the coldest. So I guess you might call him DC. You think that's what people call him for shorthand? Or do you think they refer to him as the coldest?
No, they're just it's going to be cold. What's up, Cole?
Okay. All right, okay. Yeah, so anyway, I can't wait to play with Dick Holdis in college. In what would that be? What was that game called? Oh, it was NCAA football. Yeah, NCAA football 2022, I guess, would be the earliest we could get to play that game. And he would, I think, probably be a freshman at LSU by that time.
Didn't sound like you solved the issue for the NCAA there.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
like you had the answer. And that's my hope is that no one can answer the – because there's too many questions and there's going to need to – there's no way you can govern this. I just don't see it.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have a whole hell of a lot of confidence that we're going to get to a point where, this is happening.
And yes, Brad, you better believe when it's millions involved, like there could be potentially with these basketball and football teams, there will be event. Yes, that's when the NCAA wants to come in and says, oh, well, we need to get a hand on this. They're not worried about, to your point, the little money folks and all that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. This is when they want to stick their nose in there and say, we got to do something. And that's all this story says to me. Again, no answers on what they're going to do.
Right.
No plan yet. No approach yet. And you've known for a minute now. It's just an acknowledgement of we better do something. That's all this story says to me.
Well,
come back to me when you've got the plan because I'm having a hard time believing it's going to be a good one or a decent one.
Well, it does.
You can't control this.
It does signify the slightest. You know, the slightest progress, right?
They can't fight it, John.
Yeah.
There is no leverage for the NCAA when these states start coming and adopting this. You can't say, well, Stanford, USC, UCLA, you guys are out Because why? Because there's too much in money involved. California on its own with all those schools out there. The NCAA didn't have a choice.
Right.
Right. It'd be a different thing if they had a choice in this and, oh, we're prepared to put Stanford and all them schools, all those California, you're out. Florida, you schools want to do it, you're out. We know they can't afford to do that.
Yep.
And so this whole idea that they've made a step forward when they have no damn leverage, they've got to come forward. Forget that.
Right.
This is all this is us them finally saying, hey, we're going to do something. But again, come back to me when you got something real to show me on paper, the real plan.
This to you feels like much ado about nothing.
Well, it's the start of them recognizing, John, that this thing's way bigger than anything they think that we can write a 45-page, 90-page guideline book on and control.
Yep.
That and that, John, is what I'm telling you I hope they eventually get to, is they see it's something that's out of their control. It's ungovernable, again, is a word. And you'd have to say, you know what, this whole idea might not work. So it's the opening, I guess, of eyes, maybe in a way. But they're going to see, John, this thing's way bigger than something they can control. You're not going to be able to tell college athletes that are, by state law, now going to be able to get whatever they can earn. You're not going to be able to tell them how much they can when it comes to this thing. So I don't know how you deal with it on a school-to-school basis.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Equally. You can't.
And that's going to be the key hurdle.
Tax implications.
Yep.
All the no question, that's part of this, too.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the latest. I mean, it's an interesting development in of itself that it happened at all, but
it's time to bust up the whole thing.
That's about it. That's about the most you could say right now. So anyway, that is the latest from the NCAA. When we come back, Kendrick Perkins is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the NBA, about Ja Morant, about a little Zach Randolph. Lots to get to with Kendrick Perkins. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's game day station.
I hope you want a little yin in your yin-yang. I hope you want a little zing in your zang-zang.
Saturday morning, live from Beale Street, it's Reese, Kirk, Desmond, Lee Corso, Tom Rinaldi, Gene, and Maria Taylor, along with 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason Fitz from Golic and Wingo. Yeah, they're coming, and we're the station. 92.9 FM ESPN. Game day. Hear it right here, only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Are you looking for a new 2020 baseball bat or glove? All American Sporting Goods is now having their special Bat Friday sale on all bats and gloves. Now is the time to order for the best price. Don't wait until the start of the year or you will be spending more money. Order now. They'll guarantee delivery on your bat or glove before Christmas. bonus or your money back. So this is a perfect Christmas gift for your little slugger. They offer all of the top brands. Eason, Louisville Slugger, DeMarini, Marucci, Mizuno, Wilson, and many more. Plus, they'll add your player's name and number on their bat free of charge. Visit their Facebook page for details or call 901-324-3783 if you have any questions. Order site open until November 17th. Free bat personalization and best price on all 2020 bats and gloves. All-American Bat Friday sale will match any advertised price, so take advantage of this exclusive offer. All-American Sporting Goods, serving the Mid-South for over 50 years.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream, you got emails to reply to, you got a lot of things that you got to do throughout the course of your day. And that's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls always brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. He joins us now. Perk, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, Jason, John, how y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, it is an absolute pleasure. And I am sure, even all these years later, Memphis Tigers basketball fans would love to hear the moment that you knew, right, that you were going to decide, you know what, I'm committed to Memphis, but I'm going to go pro. I'm going to go make these millions. What was that call to Cal like? Do you remember calling Memphis and saying, I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm not coming?
Yeah, it was hard, but I think Cal kind of knew. He knew. I told him beforehand that, you know, if I could get, like, you know, a first-round guarantee that I probably would leave and go to the NBA.
Yep.
But Cal still was pitching his pitch. He said, man, if you come to me, I promise you I'm going to get you in the lottery. But it was kind of hard, man, because I have so much respect for Coach Cal and the way he treated me, man, and you know, how he brought me in and you know, just how he recruited me from him and Coach Steve Rockefeller, man. It was all great, man. It was just beautiful. So it was a hard conversation, but he understood, man, and he understands, and he wished me well and wished the best for me.
What do you remember about the visit to Memphis?
Just the visit was everything. You know, I'm a country boy from Beaumont, Texas, so yeah. Everything about it was good, man. I'm a big dude, so Bill Street with the barbecue, the food, man, you know, the atmosphere. And when I went to the when I got a chance to go to the pyramid at the time, man, it was great, man, just unbelievable. You know, I had some, you know, I had Earl Barron, who was one of the guys Earl. Who took me around.
Yep.
And it was an unbelievable experience, man, just the whole process. And, you know, the way Cal just approached it, man, I love his energy. And, you know, the city of Memphis, man, it was my type of atmosphere, you know, just everything about it.
Do you ever think about what Kendrick Perkins would have looked like at the college level? Like, it worked out great for you. You win the first round, had a great career. But Kendrick Perkins at the college, would that have been Shaq at LSU? Would that have been Zion last year?
I don't know if I would have been on those guys' level, but probably under Coach Cal, I know he would have bought the best out of me.
Yeah.
I know he would have, you know, because, you know, just from his resume before he got to Memphis with coaching pros as far as just, you know, big man like Marcus Camby and stuff like that.
Yep.
I know he would have got me NBA ready and would have put me in position to be successful. I always think about think back and say, you know, if I changed the hands of the times, what would have happened? You know, the ball would have been in my court, so I could have, you know, possibly went in and, you know, and took it to another level and possibly went top five.
Yeah.
Or I could have went in and they could have said, hey, Herc, you need another year of college or you need another year after that. So it could have went either way. But do I regret my decision? Nah, but I do sit back and think at times like, man, what if I would have went to college just to, you know, because I hear so many guys talk about the college experience just in itself and the college atmosphere and especially that Memphis Tiger fan base is unbelievable.
Man, and for a minute, right, it was the Grizzlies. Right on draft night, you go 27 to the Grizzlies before they ended up obviously trading you over to Boston. But did you think that night or did you know that night too, like beforehand?
Yeah, I knew I was getting traded. They called and let me know everything that was going on, but I knew I was getting traded to Boston, but the whole process was just, it was crazy, man. It's just something about Memphis that I love, period. I wish I do think about if I could have went to college, yeah, how it would have been, though, for real. Just the atmosphere, man, and, you know, I probably would have had a hard time staying away from all that good barbecue around there and that good food, man.
No doubt you would.
It's a struggle every day.
In.
We are talking to Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins here on the show. Perk, you had so many battles with those grit and grind Grizzlies. Obviously, Zach Randolph, that was the team that I think really made Memphis fall in love with professional basketball. We've always loved college basketball, but I think that was the team that sort of caught our interest from an NBA perspective. What do you remember about going toe-to-toe with those teams and Z-Bo and all those guys?
Well, I'll tell you what, we didn't like it. I'll tell you that much, man. I'm not lying, man. When I was in OKC, we was trying – I'm not going to sit up here and lie. We was trying to avoid playing Memphis because we know – that we was going to have to get down and dirty. We knew it was going to be a physical game. And we knew one thing, it was hard to get a win in Memphis. And we knew those guys were talented. Not only were, you know, they had a whole lot of heart from top to bottom, but they were talented at that. So, you're looking at guys like Mike Conley, Tony Allen, Z-Bo, Marcus Saul. You're looking at all these guys that not only got game, but they had heart. And you like, man, and then you go into Memphis, you go into Memphis Stadium, and it's rocking in there. You know, Memphis fans don't hold back. They don't bite their tongue. So you had that song coming on. I remember when they started playing that song off of the Terrence Howard movie.
Whoop that trick.
Yeah, whoop that trick, man. They get fired up in there, man. And this boy, I tell you what, it was hard. We used to look at the schedule. And a lot of teams, I'm telling you, we was one of them. We when we had to face the challenge, we was like, okay, it is what it is. But that was one team that you just didn't want to see, especially not in the early first round. Or, you know, you rather see them in the Western Conference Finals, man. They were just a scary team.
You know, I've convinced myself. I mean, you remember 2012. Zach got fined for $25,000, and y'all were apparently cursing at each other near the locker room and all that stuff. But, man, I've convinced myself, though, that – like that both of y'all got a great deal of respect for each other in terms of there was real tension there, but like off the court, y'all are two of the most toughest dudes ever. And I just imagine, you know, real recognized real Perk. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think about Zach, his career, and how real was that night?
Man, you know, you get caught up in the heat of the
moment.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, like you say, real recognized real, you know, me and Z-Bo, we got to come from similar backgrounds.
Yes, sir.
And the crazy thing about it is that, We talk on the phone. We text. Like we homies now. Like we friends. You know what I mean? That's the crazy part. So you know, in the heat of the battle, things happen. But it's so much mutual respect between me and Z-Bo that it's crazy. You know, he actually live out here in Houston now. So you know, me and him connect, and we be talking on the regular, man, and we actually pretty cool, man. So it's nothing but respect for Z-Bo. But you know, one thing I'm not gonna lie, and this is not a shot at the front office of Memphis, but you know, I would like to see them give Z-Bo the right way of going out, should I say? Mm-hmm. I would like to see him. You know, I think, you know, I would like to see him on a 1-year deal with Memphis for his last year. I think he deserved it, in my opinion. I would like to see him on this team, some type of way, you know, they could make, because he's still in great shape, and yep. I think he haven't officially retired yet. And I would like to see Z-Bo on the team. You know, not saying that he has to come in and play minutes or whatever, but, you know, I'd like to see him on the team getting the right way of going out as a Memphis Grizzly, you know, his last year, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know, just as Memphis. I think he earned that and he deserved it. You know, Z-Bo, he changed that whole franchise.
Perk, I can tell you that there is not a single soul in Memphis that would be opposed to that at all for Zach Randolph. He's probably, if not the one of the most beloved athletes here in the city of Memphis. We are, of course, talking to the great Kendrick Perkins here on the show, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. We're going to get to the current NBA, but last thing on this, because I really do think you're the perfect guy to ask this question to. The legacy of that Grizzlies team, they never won an NBA championship. They never even won a game in the Western Conference Finals, but they did get there, and they got there playing a style that everybody was really going away from.
Right.
They didn't shoot threes. They weren't flashy. I don't even know if they had many guys on the team who could dunk the basketball, honestly. But what is the legacy of those teams with Zach and Mark and Mike and Tony Allen, you know, now that we're in this new age NBA?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a legacy. Like, listen, that team, that Memphis team, they exceeded expectations. Like, nobody expected them to do what they did right. in Memphis. Yeah, they didn't win the title, but they did some things that nobody in the world expected them. When people talked about nobody was – when it was during that time where they was making noise, nobody expected them to do what they what they accomplished during the time that they was there. So they have – it's a lot to be proud about, in my opinion, when you look at that whole basketball team and what they did throughout those playoffs. Yeah, you didn't win the title, but they had a lot of success. They had a lot of they built a culture. They built something over there that like you guys said, starting the show, like made you know, the city of Memphis, you know, recognize that, hey, we gonna support our NBA basketball program. It's not just the Memphis Tigers. And what they did in turning around the franchise, I think, you know, you can't overlook that, and it needs to be applauded.
Yeah. Do you like what you see? I've listened to you before, and I think I know you do on the big part of this with Jaren Jackson Jr. and with, you know, the compliment bringing Ja as well. Saw him the other night go for 39, play Kyrie real well. Do you like, in terms of, it's early and it's a rebuild, we know that, but do you like what you see so far?
I love it, man. Listen, I'm telling you, man, Memphis is going to be a force to be reckoned with. The future is bright. The future is really bright. And I love the Jackson kid, you know, the upside. I love what he's doing. You know, he's still got room to grow. Mm-hmm. And you have a special, special talent in Ja Morant. Like, what he did the other night, not just on the offensive end,
yes.
but the pride that he took on stopping one of the most, mm-hmm. we might say, probably one of the most skilled point guards we've seen in a very long time, or probably in NBA history, in Kyrie Irving, when you talk about one of those elite scorers, yes. ball handlers. And he took pride. Like, he didn't run from the matchup. Like, he took pride in actually defending him. Yep. Like, I'm on you. You know, if you hit shots, oh well, but I'm getting up over screens. I'm defending you. I'm going to defend you on the last play. I'm going to block your shot. Like, for a rookie, man, you know, that speaks volumes, man. I mean, let's not overlook what he did on the offensive end. And then the play down the stretch, like, you know, most guys would have, you know, as a rookie, he probably would have tried to be a hero. But for him to know that Jay Crowder was trailing, for him to hit Jay Crowder in that, and like, you know, right there in the pocket for the game-winning three, you know, you can't teach that type of stuff. And that's maturity. You know, that's something that's man, like, you know, I'm just amazed by that kid. And I think the sky's the limit for him. And I think, you know, Memphis is going in the right direction, man. They have a lot of young pieces. And I love the way Memphis is looking right now. I really like their team a lot.
No doubt. Perk, you play with both Russell Westbrook and James Harden there in Oklahoma City. Obviously, they're together again in Houston. They got the win over the Thunder yesterday. If you had to say, though, if you had to sort of forecast, what do you think the James Harden and Russell Westbrook era in Houston will ultimately produce?
Well, I mean, it's still yet to I don't know. You know what I mean? I feel like they're still missing one piece, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But we do have to know, we do have to realize that this might be the most dynamic backcourt in NBA history. You know what I mean? Like, we talking about two mm-hmm. former MVPs teaming up in their prime. Like, just think yeah. about the game last night. James went for 40, and Russ shot 9 for 16, 21 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, just an efficient game yep. all across the board. They get a win against, and people think that the Thunder is just sorry. They're not sorry. The Thunder got, like, you know, they got some good players. I actually had them kind of sliding in that 8 seed this year as a surprise team. And you're looking at their team, I'm looking at this Rockets team, and you know what you're going to get out of James. You know what you're going to get out of Russ. But you know what P.J. Tucker brings to the table. You know what Eric Gordon brings to the table. But if they could maybe land a Andre Iguodala, if things, you know, if he get bought out or whatever the situation happened with him in Memphis, if they could land an Andre Iguodala, I think that puts them in a mix when you talk about the Clippers and the Lakers and the frontier player in the front runners for the West. But right now, I just think they're missing that one piece. And then also, lastly, I think, man, it's a lot of pressure that's going to be on Mike D'Antoni to put these guys in position to be successful. Like last night, I loved it. Russell Westbrook shot 1 3-point shot last night. And that's what you expect out of him, because if you know anything about Russ, and if you're a fan or not even a fan, if you're a student of the game and you know the game of basketball, we all know there's only one flaw that Russ has, and mm-hmm. that's his percentage from shooting from the three. And I love that he only shot 1 3-point shot last night, because it speaks volumes, because it's letting D'Antoni, it's letting Daryl Morey know that they're going to have to change that system a little bit, the analytics of just keep firing up threes. They was like, it was horrendous, because I think they was like 3 for 26 or some crazy number yesterday from the three. And sooner or later, they got to change it up. You know, Mike D'Antoni has to change it up. He has to put these guys in position to be successful. And I think a lot of the pressure is not necessarily, James and Russ got to get it done, but a lot of pressure is on Mike D'Antoni to put them guys in position.
Makes a lot of sense.
No doubt. We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider Call is brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. You can catch Kendrick weekdays on Scalin Pals. That's a podcast with him, Brian Scalabrini, Rick Bucher, and more. It's available on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Just search Scal, S-C-A-L. Perk, got to ask you, there was a video of Draymond Green the other night. He seemed really frustrated. They're losing games. Obviously, they don't have Klay Thompson. They don't have Kevin Durant anymore. And he was saying basically like, hey, at some point, unless your name is Tim Duncan, you are going to go through this as a professional. What are we seeing happen to the Warriors right now? Is this a rebuild, or is this just a product of losing an MVP caliber player and Kevin Durant not having Klay Thompson?
Well, first of all, I didn't understand that. Like, unless you're Tim Duncan, you're gonna go through that. Like, no, that's not true. I mean, think about it. Russ lost KD. He didn't go through that. Mm. He still willed his team to win. So I didn't understand that statement from the jump. And listen, I love Draymond. I love what he brings to the table. I think he's, you know, he's everything that you want in a basketball player. You know, if I'm a coach of a team, I love to have this guy as my starting four or starting five on my team, and I'll rock with him any day of the week.
Yeah.
But everything that comes out of his mouth is not the gospel, okay? So, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't understand that comment. But, you know, it's a lot of pressure. It's pressure on – now, I'm like, me personally, I'm ready to see, like, you know, for – right now, Steve Kerr actually has to coach.
Right.
Like, this is when you have to coach. Like, let's see it. Like, and listen, I'm not saying that that the Warriors have to win 50 to 60 games. No, that's not what I'm saying. But, you know, you get beat at home by the Clippers by 30. Then you go to OKC and you're down 70 to 35 at halftime. Like, that's unacceptable. At the end of the day, guess what? You still have three all-stars that's on the court. You still have three all-stars. You still have Curry, D'Angelo Russell, and Draymond Green. You still have three all-stars. Right now, I can't name one team that has three all-stars that's available for them to play right now. Not currently. So it's no excuse. You know, not the pressure on Steph is that if you use an elite player and you at the top of the top and, you know, you come to that icon status, you know, you have to find a way, and I'm not saying to win the game, but you can't be getting blown out by 30 and 40. Like, you know, Russ didn't let that happen. You know, at one point, James, when he first got traded to Houston, he took Houston over by storm. He didn't just have all the right talent around him either. You know what I mean? So, like, there's no excuse, man. And you know, I think, you know, teams are trying to get their payback when they see the Warriors. You know, the Warriors been the bullies over the last 4 or 5 years. So now teams want, you know, when they coming in, you know, it's no, like I said, it's no fun when the rabbit got the gun. So that's what they want it.
Interesting you say that. We know that phrase well. I got to ask you real quick, Perk. We could talk to you all day. I know you ain't got time for it. What do you think about Penny over there? You impressed with what he's doing for the Tigers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love what Penny's doing with the Tigers. And I follow him on the social network. You know, him, Mike Miller, I love what they're doing with the guys, interaction. Like, they're bringing – and see, that's the thing, man. Like,
they're hot.
When you have guys that play at that high level and guys that, you know, Penny, obviously, from Memphis. Mike Miller went to Memphis. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a lot of pride in this organization. And you hire those guys that – you know, they have passion. They have passion about the city of Memphis. They really put their all into it. And when you have coaches that's invested into the city and the college and the organization like that, man, it speaks volumes. And you could tell, man, they're gonna get the best out of their kids, out of the young talent that they have and stuff like that, man. And it's beautiful to watch, you know, and it's beautiful to see what these guys are doing and accomplishing over there in Memphis right now, man. And I think, you know, that's a great job what Penny and Mike Miller is doing over there, man. I love every bit of it.
Hey, Perk, man, this was awesome.
It's unbelievable, man. We got to get you back sometime. Thank you for this, man, Perk.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Anytime, man. Just let me know. I'm always free, man. I can talk basketball all day.
Man, we'd love to.
We're going
to
call you. You got some new fans in Memphis, man. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely.
All right, thank y'all, man.
Yes,
have
sir.
A good.
Yep. You too.
He is Kendrick Perkins, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls always brought to you by the midsize Metros from Mercedes-Benz. Check out Perk on Scal and Pals. That's on the Radio.com digital network and the Radio.com app. Just search SCAL. Appreciate his time.
He's awesome.
He's very good. He's also on the Jump, obviously. Really do appreciate his analysis. And his honesty, I think it's hilarious. Like, he knew the Whoop That Trick as not the Al Capone song, but the Terrence Howard song. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the song he knew it as. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That was awesome.
Appreciate Kendrick Perks for joining us on the show. We'll come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Making an ESPN game day sign? That means 92.9.
Just put 92.9 FM ESPN on your game day sign, and you could win tickets to the Grizzlies' Mike Conley homecoming game, plus a 92.9 studio experience. Show us your sign at 92.9ESPN.com, and then bring it to Beal on Saturday to get it on TV.
Put 92.9 on your sign. ESPN in Memphis means 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Looking for a place to catch the game? Then head on over to Elbow, because they do football. NFL Sunday Ticket, SEC Network, Big Ten Network, ACC Network, plus all the games on ESPN, Fox Sports, and more. Elbow has a great game day menu, too. Zesty Tiger Wings, spicy buffalo chicken sandwich, fan favorite tachos, Frito chili pie, and so much more. And you gotta try the new flying pork wings. Football, food, and fun at Elbow, 2021 Madison, just west of Overton Square.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all. What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gostkowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy.
Platinum Jewelers has a brand new location in Germantown at 9387 Poplar Avenue. Visit them or at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis or online at PlatinumJewelers.com.
If you like pina coladas and getting on the train.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
I was asked to be MC at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, so I went into Oak Hall the other day to get a new sports coat, and the experience reminded me why I love the place so much. Steve Kaufman, who works at Oak Hall, suggested I look at a couple of sports coats from Monroe. As soon as I put them on, I just felt different, sharper. Now, I've got some perfectly good sport coats at home, but I like the way that someone at Oak Hall put it. The new sports coats look like today. The fit is perfect. The pattern pops just a little more than I would have picked out for myself. And that experience is the essence of Oak Hall. They have the highest quality men's clothing available anywhere. And they have the people who can help you find what will make you look your absolute best. That's true whether you're shopping for a sport coat or a necktie or a sweater or outerwear. It's why Oak Hall has been the place to shop in Memphis since 1859. So go see Steve and the rest of the folks at Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, imagine what they can do for you.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
A change in season means it's time to check your tires. And Goodyear Auto Service has just what you need to make this fall great. Think weekend getaways, scenic drives, and great deals. Like up to $225 in savings this month. That's $75 in instant savings when you purchase and install a set of four new Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, up to $150 back on select tires by online or mail-in rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. But hurry, this offer ends October 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com to learn more.
October is here. That means football, basketball, Halloween parties, lots going on. And whether you're on your couch or somebody else's, you might want to enjoy a drink. And if you're a vodka drinker, please allow me, Gary Parrish, to remind you to grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodka, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And check this out, New Amsterdam, they offer gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Later Rogers Auto Sales. If you're the Mach 4E new vehicle, that's where you need to go because they got them all. They got the widest selection in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to help get you in that new car of your dreams. They got them all. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, and sedans. Whatever it is you're looking for, whatever your heart desires, they got you out there on the lot. Price is starting at just $29.90, and they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. The car buying experience should be a fun one. Shouldn't be anxiety. You shouldn't be stressed out about it. And you never are out at Landers. It's a fun process. They got a great team down there ready to get you in the car of your dreams. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Thanks to Kendrick Perkins for joining us on the show today. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Tonight on Fox, 7 o'clock, I believe you're going to see a baseball team close out the World Series.
Or pornography.
And that baseball team I'm talking about, the Houston Astros, who went into Washington after being down 2-0, took all three games. They were up 3-2 with that thing headed back home. And I suspect they close it out tonight. They've been, they outscored Washington, 19-3 in those three games against the Nationals in D.C. That's one run per game for the Nationals. I don't suspect it gets any better. I think Houston's turned the tide in this thing.
You think it's over?
And I think it's over tonight.
Wow!
Ooh.
Take alert!
Minus 170.
Baseball,
on the,
yeah. Take alert!
Yeah, they leave 3-2.
You don't agree? You don't agree that it's over tonight?
Houston, Nationals have been playing.
They took the heart out of the Nationals, winning three there. I figured.
Was it Scherzer? The pitching issue, that's a major, you know, losing that. I mean, they're in a bad spot. I think Houston wins, right? You laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing at
pornography. Are you over there looking at dirty pictures of baseball games?
No, I'm over here looking at a 92.9 sign that somebody made.
What's it say?
And it's a picture of Jason smiling, and the caption is, "I ain't your booty-eating brother."
I like that.
I'm not your booty-eating brother, bro.
They should have had Brad smiling because someone managed to actually use that drop.
Correctly.
Here's the winner to me.
It's not a good drop.
Jason is black. John is brown. No, it's not. Jason is white. Jason is white, but the sign's wrong. Fix the sign, but the idea is good. Jason is white. John is brown. Where will you be when SMU gets the smackdown?
That's very well done.
Pretty good. I'm going to watch this Grizzlies game. I'm interested in see how they play against the Lakers tonight. We got it on 92.9
tonight. I was hoping one of y'all would mention that.
Yeah, I mean, Ja Morant, this is going to be a fun matchup, right?
Good luck.
Is Paul healthy?
Good luck.
He's not giving them much of a chance against Davis.
I wish you good luck.
I give them a very good chance against Avery Bradley and Danny Green. I'm not scared of that Lakers backcourt. They got KCP coming off the bench and Troy Daniels. I think Ja could play very well tonight.
Well, I hope he stretches the JV minutes through the game instead of front-loading it like he's been doing. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully Jaren's active like he was Sunday because he played great on Sunday.
I just wonder if JV's still kind of rounding himself into shape, and that's a result of some of that. And you will see.
He's not there yet, is he, Jason?
The double-double says to me he's close. I'll
probably stay up and watch the first half of the Grizzlies game. We'll see what happens. We'll reevaluate after halftime.
I predict good game for Jog against a weak backcourt.
That's all I want to see, man. Yep. As you know, I just want to see those numbers for Ja Morant as his Rookie of the Year campaign continues. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show. It's presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to Isaac Bruce. Thanks to Clay Trives. And thanks to Kendrick Perkins. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The Tigers. Of CBS Sports Network. The Memphis Grizzlies eat here. The party is here. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress. And with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of two tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're eating spicy food and start to get that prickly feeling on your tongue.
Oh, this has a kick.
You have more than enough reason to pump the brakes. But no, nothing's gonna hold you back now.
This is good. A little hot, but good.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico. Because with Geico, you've got the ability to reach an agent for help 24/7. Unlike your ability to get more water at this restaurant.
Yeah. You can just leave the pitcher this time.
And even though you regret overlooking the four little peppers next to your dish on the menu, you'll never feel overlooked with Geico, because they're available 24/7. Maybe that's why they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow.
So, while you're trying to look composed with a mouthful of ice cubes as you fan yourself with the drink menu, you can feel relieved knowing Geico helps with homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency, too. At least once you can feel your lips again.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.